Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. By the way, tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you're going to be able to watch everything from the tremendous 2-on-2 game yesterday. Key and Jay versus Bart and Han. You'll also be able to hear the game right here on ESPN Radio and with us right now. None other than Alan Hahn and Bart Scotts, hosts of Bart and Hahn. What's up, guys?
Good morning, humbly.
Hello?
Are you guys there? Alan, I heard Bart. I did not hear you. Are you there?
I'm here. No, I'm here. I don't have much to say.
How are you guys doing? Oh, no, it's cool. Listen, it's cool.
Just got off the treadmill.
No, yeah. But I mean, how your body, you feel fine?
The whole right side of my body hurts, Key.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
The whole right side.
You guys know what I realized? Alex Toussaint does not get you ready to play basketball.
Yeah.
Alex Toussaint does not. There's only so many Peloton classes you can take. You know what I mean, Han? There's only so many.
Alex, we got to have a talk with Alex about this.
Yeah, the check engine light was on early, and I did not expect that.
Yeah, the only thing that gets you ready to play basketball is actually getting on the court and running and playing. Other than that, the treadmills and all the little fake workouts, not going to work.
Well, Bart, I was confused, Bart, because when it got down to game point, I thought you were really going to turn it on.
No, see, this is the thing. I didn't realize what the score was. I didn't realize you were one shot away. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll listen. I'm playing the percentages. I'm like, all right, even Stephen Curry, the great Stephen Curry, is 50%. Okay, Jay Weezy already, he's like 3 for 4. So the percentages odds are in my favor.
I looked at you like, are you sure? You said, yeah. I said, okay.
I didn't know that. I would at least put my jock on you at least one time.
I need to check with Rex to see how many times Bart didn't know the score in a game. That is definitely something we need to talk about.
By the way, the best is I give the head fake, and you say, go ahead, shoot. And Alan's looking at me like, are you sure we want to shoot?
Yeah. Bart did the Prince. Shoot the J.
Shoot it.
This is what I need to know. Bart starts talking. You have a very entertaining show, and this is one of the reasons why. Bart starts talking. All of a sudden, you find yourself in a 2-on-2 game against KJ, right?
Yeah, Bart.
Now, at
Bart
the end starts... of the game, at, by the end of the game, it's like water off a duck's back to Bart. He goes on about his business like nothing ever happened.
Correct.
And it seemed that you took it hard, though. Like somehow you got roped into it, and then you seemed devastated at the end of that game.
No lies. I am still. Like, I got home last night, and I talked to my wife for a half hour. And she just kept looking at me going, but did you have fun? I'm like, it was fun during, but I'm miserable right now. Like, I am miserable. And because it's...
And Bart's like nothing happened.
No. Well, again, think about this. I am the average Joe who's done nothing in his life with three guys who have accomplished
yesterday
so much. You read about that?
Hold 100%. Up, Key. Oh,
so think about it.
Pot break. Calling the kettle black.
But think about it. Like,
he
it's
scored a bucket,
thing.
Though.
I scored Regular a bucket people, and had major assist was ND it, on but, your ass.
Well, wait, that, you had five flagrant fouls.
Hang on. Was it a bucket, though? Can we watch the videotape? That was a bounce.
No, that was a bucket off the board.
Okay. Well, good for you. You did a great job. Gold star. I'm trying to let the people know who are listening. Regular people like me that feel like, let me get in this thing. I'm in good shape. I keep myself in shape. And then you play and you realize, like, nah, there's a different level to this thing. Like weekend warrior versus guys who actually did things is a much different level. And then on top of it, it's how you feel afterwards where, like you said, Bart can walk away from this and it doesn't matter because he had a career, he had a great time.
Alan, that's – you just
I
hit it. When you are accomplished in something, when you have years and years of objective evidence that you're one of the best in the world to do something, your ego is different than when you're a regular dude and you screw up in public, right? Oh, it's so much
imagine
different.
How Max feels today.
Oh, I had a beautiful free throw attempt. Free what are you talking about? All this money.
No. Max went to the Bill Cartwright School of Free Throw Shooting with that crazy arc. I don't know.
It was bad. Well, I was looking at him like, what am I? This is kind of spaz, man. Like, where are my hands going? I don't even no body control.
Max, your show in the afternoon needs to be changed to this just out. Like, that's definitely the way we got to change the time.
It was the Egyptian cotton shirt, man. It was restricted.
First of all, guys, listen, I don't know how you guys do it on your team, but here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max – Mm-hmm. We all share in the glory. We win as a team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Max, you're like that guy on Boston Celtics after they were celebrating. They was like, who the hell is this dude?
If we'd have waited just about 45 minutes a little longer,
yeah,
we could have avoided all the pain and aggravation in our bodies feel.
And let's be honest.
45 minutes a little longer.
Little rain came.
All of us were thinking it. Let's be honest. Everybody else here was like, I wouldn't be mad if this thing got rained out.
But first of all, as I see Freddie Coleman, like, you can't trust a man who you've never seen his head. I mean, you got Neil, you got LL Cool J. You've never seen this man head. Like, I don't know where – listen, some of the files he – We should have had three or four.
Fast Freddie Coleman? Fair Freddie Coleman? Come on.
You guys got two free throws and a technical foul.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
And that was short because Keyshawn was out there like Rick Mahorn and Kevin Duckworth.
That was the biggest upset of the show. Like, listen, the game.
I don't understand why y'all think I was out there.
Y'all was worried. Y'all was concerned about me.
Oh, right.
Dude, seriously?
Talk about flipping the script. We all knew Jay was going to be smooth like that, right? We knew Jay was like that, right? We knew Bart was going to be physical. We knew I wasn't going to do a damn thing. But we didn't know that Keyshawn, the diva wide receiver, was going to turn into Keyshawn, the middle linebacker, ready to take off people's heads. That shocked me,
Keyshawn. Oh, if you don't stop.
You, Mr. Showtime, L.A., you were playing like Pat Riley's Knicks. Pat Riley's Showtime.
Keyshawn is ready for the longest yard part two.
Yes, he is.
Anthony Mason in Charles Oakley.
Man, I went to the cup and got fouled behind. Nothing was caught.
You were McFilthy and McNasty. You were both.
I went back and I saw
that.
You sold the hell out of it now. That was more like a Marcus Smart flop. You said, I said, you didn't touch it.
Yo, he is a sneaky vet player, man. He got these sneaky physical vet moves.
Man, I just try to help the team, whatever I can do.
That's right. First off, why ESPN give us really tight jerseys, though?
Yeah, the jerseys.
Why are my jerseys so tight?
I'm looking at the video. Yours wasn't. But me and Bart's, Hans wasn't really. But me and Bart's, a little tight.
Bart looked like the Black Incredible Hulk out there, man, with the two ankle braces on. I said, man, what are you trying to accomplish out here?
Listen, that is a win. My goal was to leave with both my Achilles intact and both my meniscus.
Success.
Then I felt like we were on the Philadelphia vet turf when you think about
– Y'all can't see the video, but Key's night – when you see Key back in the day wearing 19, like, yeah, that looked different. Me seeing Key wear 19 now, I'm like, yeah,
look like
that
a dude
looked
trying, different. I look like a dude trying to get back in the league after 5 years off.
It's like when T.O. came in the show, Key said, but T.O., why?
One thing about Bart in a tank top is, you know, you don't choose your profession. Your profession chooses you. NFL chose Bart Scott. The NBA was not in his future. NFL chose Bart Scott, no question.
Alan, I gotta tell you, though, as a former hooper, I feel like I'm a little bit disappointed in you, but you did not give your team one bucket yesterday.
I did not give your team one bucket. I know.
Unbelievable.
Can I explain why?
Yes, no, it's on
first
me,
of all,
Bart.
First on of all, y'all had us shooting on Saudi Arabia on the other end. With the basket was crooked.
Yes.
It had divots and potholes. Then we come over and try to shoot on a straight rim. And we're like, what's going on? Y'all warmed up on the rim that we were playing on. Clearly, you guys were the home team.
No, it's don't make any excuses, Bart. I missed shots that were very makeable. And it's just, again, an example of what an average Joe does in a big spot.
It's hurting them.
Alan Hahn, I just want you to know, I'm not responsible for this latest stat that was whispered to me in my ear by Evan Wilner, but I have to say it. You had as many points as Max did.
That's right.
In this game.
No, that's correct.
It's not good. Like,
look, I'm not running from
it's
any
very
of this.
Good. What are you talking about? We won. I'm on the winning team.
I certainly
do. Yeah, yeah. Chill out, Roscoe Jenkins. Give Max some credit, man.
Yeah,
he's on y'all squad.
That's right.
This is a great team building moment for you guys. And me and Alan, we're going to cry in the car. We cried in the car. Yep. But it's okay. Kumbaya.
You guys ever watch The Honeymooners?
Yeah,
Alan, that's what Bart reminds me of Ed Norton. He's like, my friend's not scared of you. He'll fight you anytime, anywhere. Hey, Ralph, why'd you pick a fight with that big guy?
Freddie, like all referees, just want to be seen.
Yo, Freddie.
Who calls a tech?
Scott Foster out there, man.
A 202.
Can't trust a man in fedora when you got a round ball going on. What's going on?
A moving screen in the 202.
He had a hat, yo. He had a hat like the dude off of Tom and Jerry when the cousins come over. I knew I was in trouble when I saw that.
Hey, Chris Carlin and Chris Canty were on the call and had this to say about the game.
Oh, boy. Well, Chris, surprising, but not really, when Bart and Hans' strategy here was to let J. Will shoot, and Jay Will beat them.
No, it didn't work out, and we know that Jay Will is the only former professional basketball player out here, so you want to make things as difficult as possible. But what ultimately doomed Barton Hahn was Allen Hahn having a terrible day offensively, missing three shots in the paint and a free throw. That's ultimately why they came up short in this two-on-two challenge.
The winners today, the V Foundation, $10,000 from Keyshawn and Jay Will's victory. The Make-A-Wish Foundation gets $5,000 from Barton Hahn. We didn't ruin the game today, and I think that's really the biggest takeaway of all. For Chris, I'm Chris. Thanks for joining us at South Street Seaport.
First off, why they get Chris a medium jacket?
Everything's a medium on Chris. First of all,
he couldn't button it, though.
We tried to button it during the pregame. He was like, nope, not going to happen.
Listen, shout out to those guys. I mean, they did a great Howard Cosell type of thing. I mean, I think tremendous event. I mean, but listen, me and Allen aren't defeated. Me and Allen aren't defeated. We just know that we didn't have the cardio to be able to get her done, to play at the level which we would have to get hustle shots. Jay Weezy barely burnt 5 calories. You know what I'm saying? I looked at
his sweatpants
Apple
on,
Watch.
Bart. Yeah. How disrespectful is that?
Yeah, it is.
He left his sweatpants on.
You didn't try to guard me one time, Bart.
Well, first of all, I'm still healing eternally from the shots from Keyshawn. You know what I mean? He hit me with the Jokic shot to the back. Like, listen, I understand the arm bar, but I thought that the hand check was outlawed.
Bart's out for 6 weeks with
general soreness.
You guys are sending this false information across the airway.
Keyshawn, very visible.
Keyshawn, if we would have had a boom, Keyshawn, we would have broke somebody's eardrum with the smack across the arm.
I'm sorry, but I was watching very closely, and Keyshawn was playing smart veteran defense.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Couple
in
steals,
the 80s.
A block, all that. Come on, man, stop.
You must be able to crush a pair with your hands, man. Your grip on my thigh board was killer beast.
My thigh board.
What happened there?
I don't know. Yeah, right.
Yeah. How do you like nobody's Chris Canty, Allen? Chris Canty went right at – even if you would have hit every shot you still would have lost.
That's disrespectful.
Blaming me. It's fine, though. Like I said, Bart's saying we're not defeated. I'm very defeated. It was makeable shots against really just aggressive but beatable defense. Guys. And then two open perimeter shots that I make in my sleep – 20 years ago, but today, or yesterday, I should say, I'm washed.
But guys, legitimately, if Jay didn't want you to score, it would have been 11-0. Like,
no,
you guys, he was
hold
playing
on, whoa,
with
whoa,
you guys.
Whoa. Don't
Jay
be
was
that
playing.
Don't be that disrespectful.
But watch the game. Jay was messing with Freddie. He was messing with
Max.
That's
Max,
fine.
Jay didn't come double me when I had Key beat on the post, and I was going in, and Jay comes over to double?
Yeah. Yeah,
he didn't come double there. Like he was not playing defense there.
No, he did. He in spots, but he was putting on a show. You know.
But I got to tell you,
he was putting on a show.
Allen,
he was.
I feel bad for you, Allen, because you know you haven't seen the TV show that we've done for the past 2 hours. But the way they're doing you today is not good. Yeah, because they keep showing you get hung by the rim on that one dunk attempt after the game was over.
Oh, come on. That one?
Show the second
one. I mean, how many
did
I bang in the one? Because the wire from the camera was under me. I didn't want to, like,
no lie, Allen. They play that 90% of the time that you're on the screen.
That's how Pacasello do you out here, man.
I'll tell you what. Just so everybody knows, my mental health today is already bad.
Yeah.
It's gotten even worse knowing that now. So I appreciate everybody for that one. You don't think I was already dealing with enough?
Footprints,
that's
baby.
My memory now. Awesome.
Footprints, man. I got that chicken wrap sound for you, Allen. When I see you today, baby, we go.
Friends like this, who needs enemies? Damn.
You guys did a great job. You should be proud of yourselves.
Well, we raised some money.
You're welcome
for
propping up your show. You're welcome.
I'm just so happy that you think the check engine light was on early yesterday. Just imagine we'd have played Tuesday.
No.
It'd have been night. Out of flatline.
Degrees?
Yeah.
So we can run it back. We can get a little flag football two on two.
Yeah, no, you're not. See now I have to be physical. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to play flag football.
All set. Allen, you and I, we're quarterbacks. You know
maybe,
what I mean?
Allen, watch the way Key does not get roped. See what Bart did to you when he roped you in? See how Key just sidestepped that 1-2-3. He was like, nope, mm-hmm. not doing it.
Not
now it's over. Now they didn't get roped into a flag into two-on-two football.
Yeah, you got to learn when to say no.
Who knows? If this thing – listen, I'm not officially retired. If we can triple the amount for charity, I'll be ready by September.
See, here's what I need. I saw Max shoot
because I'm not gonna let Allen go out like this, son. This is not gonna be the lasting image of my dog.
No,
Allen, hell no, hell no. Like CT Fletcher, it's still your damn set. No, we ain't going out like Jay that, son. They ain't going to have that image of my boy.
Well, Alan has gone out.
It's gone out like that.
He's
just
out.
Just like that.
Just off the ledge. I mean, I'm on Kyrie's planet, and I just went right off the flat.
Now, Alan, you have shown real growth here today. Bart trying to get him right back
in. LL, don't call it a comeback. Listen, we will be ready by September. Listen, we can raise triple the money. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what I'll do, whatever we raise, I'll put 50% up of my own cash to the winner. That's what we'll do. Stop. We raise that money for these kitty bitties, man.
Yeah, that's good.
No, my boy is not going out like that.
That's good.
And Keyshawn, next time we play, I promise.
Find him another partner, and I'll be there to support you.
No, Keyshawn, me and you going to get our check engine lights right.
You know what I'm saying?
Next time we play.
Check engine light going to get right. You ain't
next time we play, you're going to be able to see your neighbor.
I'm
going
to kick a field goal to see who gets possession. Hey.
Before we move on to another subject matter, I have to tell you, we keep showing.
Yeah, great.
Key, the way Key was popping off trash, and that's what I love about Key. When Key scored that first bucket, but Key look, if y'all watch the video, Key looked so tired. He didn't move. It was straight up and straight down for the little bucket he scored.
I'll tell you what,
he walked with his head down.
I knew Key was, got big. I didn't know he'd be that heavy.
That's strong.
My God.
Hey, Alan, what was it like, though, for real? You shared the court. You played defense on or tried to score on one of the greatest. Jay Will is legit one of the greatest college players who ever lived.
Yes.
What's that like?
I told Jay this afterwards when we were at dinner. I said, I've experienced that before. It's not a great feeling. Like when you see someone and they're just, he barely twitched. And I went, yeah, no. Like, I just knew it right away. Like, it's something different about it. I've seen it before. Not at that level, but I've had that feeling before of, And that's what you watch someone at that kind of a craft that does it that easily and makes it look easy. And in your head, you're like, it's really not that easy.
But isn't it?
It's incredible to see.
I've played like a charity baseball game. I was against like former major leaguers. Fergie Jenkins was lobbing it in. But, you get to take an at bat against Fergie Jenkins. Like, it's amazing to me. I don't care how old he is. Isn't some part of your brain like, damn, I was on a court with Jay Will?
Well, the best part is, Bart, like, here's the thing. Because Bart's strong as hell. So Bart was like, I started pulling. I'm like, Bart, I'm going to try to see if I can get you on the block. But there are little ways you can get yourself around, like nuances of the game that if you don't play at a high level, like there's a reason why Sam Cassell would post everybody up all the time. Because Sam, even though he was 6'3", would find a way just to inch you all the way down to the block. And next thing you know, hit you with the old school head fake, get you up in the air. It's just – I mean, things on the football field that these two can do that I can't even think about because I don't know.
We can't do nothing on the football field right now.
And here's the thing.
That's a damn show.
Here's the thing. My goal was also not to look out like the ogre. You know what I'm saying? Y'all painted the narrative when I should have gave a couple of hard fouls. Now that I consider what Keyshawn did to me, I should have went.
Key outfoxed you.
He outphysical me.
No. Key set it up that you were going to be the bruiser.
Yes,
and so he got you to back off, and then he did it to you. That's on you, Bart. Key outsmarted you.
Key really set it up that Bart was going to be the bruiser. I mean, all I remember is Bart saying, "Yeah, we." Swipe the leg. That was the first thing Bart said.
Oh, that's a good point, Bart. Yeah. You
first
brought it up first, Bart.
Said, swipe the leg.
Yeah, but listen.
You stepped in and he just helped you.
You had your beautiful daughter there. I'm like, listen, I am not going to challenge Jay Will up at this rim because when you look at it, I was like, I'm not going to knock him into the barricades because the barricades right there. And I'm like, all I need is, look, Bart looks. Jay Will can't be on the show. He twisted his ankle. Bart pushed him into the barricades, and everybody pushed the narrative like I'm the one messed up the show.
Jay and Key got you with all the veteran moves, guys.
Jedi mind tricks.
They set
Jedi
you up.
Jedi mind tricks, Bart.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Max, the best way to answer that question you asked me was like this. I was just thinking about it. It's like when I first got the Wii and we played bowling, and I was like, man, this is fun. Like just spinning it and getting 300 games. Like this is great. Let's all go to the bowling alley and take the whole family to bowling alley. Gutter. You know, it's like kind of the same thing.
By the way, I hadn't shot a free throw in, I don't know, almost two decades, right? Basically. So I go to the gym the day before and I put up a bunch of them. And it is fun to put. It's just fun to do. Basketball is just a fun sport to play, man.
Yeah.
That's why everyone in the world who can play in the NBA basically does play in the NBA, right? If you can do it, you do it.
That was the first time I touched a basketball this year.
Well, that's
first
great to
time,
hear,
first
Bart.
First time I touched
that's
the basketball.
Great
beautiful
shot.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, beautiful.
Hear.
Oh, just
that's
missed.
Awesome,
just
Bart.
Barely missed. Ah, them's the breaks.
I shot with Jay at Duke, but I hadn't played basketball in 7.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it didn't look like that. It looked like you've been around the ball. Yeah.
No, September, we coming back. Listen, Key, I thought Key was Sean Kemp from the Cavaliers.
The cat, big Sean Kemp.
That's so messed up.
Center Sean Kemp.
Leave my partner alone, Bart. Leave him alone. He's a winner. He's a champion.
Hey, I played D.
Yeah, you played. Yeah, you played D. I filed a police report yesterday.
Now I need to get in shape. So when September comes around, I can cheer
you
off.
If Bart keeps talking, Alan Hahn's going to be in a charity boxing match against Tyson Fury or something like that.
Listen, Keith, we should have a weight loss challenge, a body fat challenge. You know what I'm saying? Because we're both competitors, and we'll get it right, man. We'll raise money.
No, I don't need somebody every pound we lose. I just need to just stay away from the downstairs lobby.
let's get some cheese on some of these charity tacos. We can find some people that say every pound we lose, they give us $1,000. I mean, with the show that ESPN put on, first of all, congratulations to ESPN. Thank you, man. I'm new to the family. It's the first event I've done with ESPN. Tremendous job, man. It's going to be a lot of places trying to swagger jack us, man, because the apparel we had, the sponsors we had, top notch, man. So I think, listen, let's do some more.
Bart's raise some money for charity. Alan Hahn, you jump out of an airplane. Let's see at the last second if you – how long can you wait before you pull the parachute cord?
Hey, man, we just saw Top Gun.
The longer
man,
you wait,
movie.
The more money we wait.
Yeah,
you raise for charity.
Go swim with the sharks in South Africa.
We just saw Top Gun.
We're going to smother you in fish blood, and then you throw you into a tank of sharks. How long can you last? We'll raise money for charity.
We should do Celebrity Fear Factor.
How did I become Nordberg? I don't know how that happened either. Now I'm Nordberg.
All right, listen, tomorrow at 6:30 and at 7:30 on ESPN2, you'll be able to watch everything.
And laugh at us.
From our 2-on-2 game yesterday, including my incredible, is that Steph or is that Max shooting that free throw? Key and Jay versus Bart and Hahn. Listen, the game was, I don't want to, spoiler alert, the game was won by Key, Jay, and Max. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, that's the name of the show. You'll be able to hear the game right here on ESPN Radio. Bart, Hahn, great to talk to you. Alan, just call me the next time Bart starts talking you into something. You know what I mean?
It's too late already.
It's too late. Yeah, he's already working on the next
Footprints,
one.
Baby. We're going to be back, man. Listen, thanks for everything, Roscoe Jenkins.
I just try to be a good teammate.
Appreciate y'all, man. It was a hell of a time. Seriously. And most importantly, I'm glad nobody got hurt.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Keyshawn put us in jeopardy, but it's okay.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Look, one team has a rooting interest in the NBA Finals, and they didn't even make the playoffs. They didn't even make the play-in.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, SiriusXM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So I was just talking about it on the SportsCenter, guys. You know, when I was a kid, the Celtics were on 13 championships, and the next closest franchise were the Lakers, and they had six. So I'm like, oh, man, the Celtics more than doubling them. You know, Knicks were on two. I was like, maybe the Knicks
when
could.
When was that?
When I was a little kid. Yeah, man. Yeah. This is, you know, Magic Johnson just got
won 12?
Yeah, no, 11.
11, I mean?
You've won 11 in the modern era. Yeah. The Celtics have won four. That's why to compare the Lakers to.
I don't know why I keep thinking we got 18.
Yeah, well, that'll be soon enough.
Well,
but
because, yeah, you're speaking it into existence. You're trying to.
When people compare, like, you know how, like, when Jay talks about Wilt Chamberlain and whatever versus a modern player, I agree. You got to discount the guys from an era where it wasn't as competitive and all that. But a discount doesn't mean a discount down to nothing. I'm not saying the Celtics titles don't mean nothing. They mean a lot. But 17 when most of them are from, you know, when there are eight teams in the league versus 17 when most of them are in the modern NBA, Lakers are the number one franchise of all time. But that brings me to the point, Key. Here you are, Warriors, Lakers. A lot of LeBron fans, right?
Yeah.
Who are rooting against Steph, catching up to LeBron, or passing LeBron with titles. But a lot of Lakers fans are sitting there going, no, 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 anybody but the Celtics.
Yeah, if you're a Laker fan, at least from my point of view, most diehard Laker fans are California natives. That's just what it is. L.A. people, whatever you want to call it, California. When the Lakers aren't in it, we kind of shift to a Golden State now because Golden State would be in it. You know, Sacramento not in it.
As long as it's not the Clippers.
As long as it's not the Clippers, right? And you look at it from that standpoint, LeBron James is a rental for the Los Angeles Lakers. If the Celtics win, we don't like that. We'd rather have Golden State win it because it represents the state. It also represents the West. All of those sort of things are true. I don't necessarily look at it as Boston is passing us if they win the 18th title. I don't look at it that way.
Yeah, but most people will. And whatever you think about the Lakers-Celtics rivalry in terms of what's live action rivalry now, the fact is during the Celtics heyday, their chief rival really were the Lakers. They used to get to the finals all the time. Then later, Magic Bird. Obviously, that's a rivalry. Then later, Big Three on the Celtics. Kobe and Powell, it's a rivalry. You know, and that wasn't all that long ago. And when you're both on 17, given everything I said, there's no argument against the Lakers. But if the Celtics pass them, now they start to have an argument, right? That's a big deal.
Well, pass them in overall championships, yeah. But as it relates to relevancy, I don't think the Celtics are anywhere close to what's happened over the last 10, 15 years. You know what I mean? Like, the Celtics with Paul Pierce, I get it. But you think about the brand names associated with the Lakers. I mean, with Kobe and Shaq and even now LeBron James, even if you view him as a rental or not, like, the star power there in L.A. is incredible. It's different.
Yeah,
it is. And the last time it felt like something was with Paul Pierce – that's when it felt like something to a degree, but you still were like,
No, but see, both of us was good at that time.
Yes.
So it felt like Bird and Kareem and Magic and Cooper and that. It felt that way. You know, you had the fake wheelchair episode with Paul. Huh. Yeah, like, come
dude,
on, Paul.
There was a game seven at L.A. between the two, and if the Celtics win that
Paul
one.
Paul faked the wheelchair. Man, what's wrong with him?
Paul.
If the Celtics win that one, now they start to really pull ahead of the Lakers, right? Like, that was huge.
But both teams were good. Now, just this year.
Last 2 years. Well, no, it could be.
You won a championship 2 years ago, Jay.
Well, that's right, 2 years. Last two seasons, sorry, because that was three seasons ago, right?
Pandemic got us screwed up. We won it in 20.
Yeah, well, I get okay.
Right, 20?
Yeah.
We won in 20. So when you look at it, we won a championship in 20. Mm-hmm. We were not good this last year, and then we fell apart a year ago, a season ago. So it's kind of like they were still kind of both good, but nobody felt that there was going to be a collision course between the Lakers and the Celtics.
It was the Lakers and Nets people
had
their
eyes. Yeah, Lakers, Nets, that sort of thing.
It just, you know, it feels like whenever they get a chance to meet, like, I feel like back in the day, they literally did not like Paul Pierce literally did not like
something. Like it felt like that. Like a real rival to me is when I look at, like, I don't rock with y'all. I don't like you, and it's personal on top of a rivalry to me. Like, when we played against North Carolina, I was 7-1 against North Carolina. I didn't like North Carolina, but it didn't feel like a rival because we dominated them. And there wasn't that one dude where it felt like I wanted to go back and forth. And I feel like that's
the
one thing.
The Celtics.
I get it from a historical perspective.
Yes, from a historical
perspective. I get it. But it doesn't feel like there are.
It is, Jay. If they play each other in the regular season,
it's something extra.
You got to remember, it's only two games.
I get it, but I'm saying that becomes more of a fan media driven thing. For me, what a real rivalry is when it becomes like.
When the players are in,
I don't rock with you.
Well, part of the Lakers' problem over the last couple years is there was no homegrown Lakers. Who has been our home? Like, who would be our homegrown Laker on our team right now? We don't have anybody.
I mean, the closest thing.
Kuz was the latest.
THT.
Taylor Horton Tucker.
Because they got, you know, the way he came up. Caruso, because of the way he broke in. You know,
Caruso. THT.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah.
It's like Boston homegrown, right?
Right.
Like Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart.
All over homegrown. They've been with one squad, and that's pretty much it. Like, who in the hell is going to eat?
But that's what happens when you don't draft a superstar and you got to go land one. You got to get all those homegrown pieces together to go get and trade them to go get the superstar.
Yeah, homegrown for us was Rambis and Worthy.
Magic,
Kobe.
Yeah.
Those dudes were all basically homegrown. Derek Fisher, all mm-hmm. them was homegrown guys. So you had that natural kind of rivalry of going along with a Paul Pierce, even though Ray Allen them wasn't homegrown, they were indoctrinated into the situation because of Doc,
because of Paul.
Yeah, so it felt a little bit different. We'll get back there, Jay. Watch.
I know you will.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. How important has the other Splash brother been to the Warriors dynasty? One note that proves he has been essential. Michael Thompson's boy. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst with us now. VC, I've been trying to tell Jay how important Klay Thompson has been in these finals, and he won't listen. Maybe finally he'll understand. He's been in the last six years he's played, he's in the finals every time. Coincidence or more than that?
Coincidence. I think he plays a huge role. I think he's extremely important because when you put all the attention on Steph, which for example, tonight you're going to see a lot of attention on him. If Klay comes out early and does the thing that he is capable of doing, like game seven, we're talking about, the Golden State Warriors move on. Klay Thompson played out of his mind. Steph Curry didn't even have to score 20 points. And that's what he does for their team. I mean, he can – Steph is able to get off the ball. And, you know, you're going to put Marcus Smart, your best defensive guy. He's going to try to deny him. But then you have a guy like Klay Thompson, or now you have a guy like Jordan Poole who can go get a bucket. And, you know, Klay is that Scottie Pippen-type player who is a two-way player with a lethal ratchet to go with it.
VC.
Hope you understand that now, Jay.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that and putting me on.
Vince and I have to talk to you, Jay.
Yeah,
come on.
Good. Always a pleasure to speak to you too, VC.
Yeah.
Four or five days off now for Marcus Smart. Do you think that gives him enough time to recover, VC, for the role that he needs to play in these finals?
I think so. I mean, just think of 4 or 5 days is like an eternity. They're more right now. They're probably after two days, maybe 3 days, because, you know, you're like, okay, good. I can let everything heal. But after like 2 or 3 days, you're like, all right, man, let's just get it going. It's like talking to media and talking about this. And if I, meaning, you know, Marcus Smart, can stop Steph, and this is, you know, so you're just ready to get out there. And I think, you know, you get days of not, you know, not injuring or loading up on all of the injuries that, you know, it's not taking hits. It's not having to worry about getting, you know, stepped on or rolled over. And, you know, for Robert Williams and with the knee, it has a chance to bring the inflammation down because you get that cold tub, you get some good sleep. You know, I think it's going to be great for him. I think you're going to see high energy. The one thing I think that could be a negative, in my opinion, that could be a negative because it's their first finals, because of the emotions of the game. You don't want to get too high to where he's overly aggressive. And, you know, you heard like Kendrick Perkins talking about, yeah, you know, Marcus Smart was drawing charges on Steph Curry because he got him frustrated. Well, he can't get too caught up in the moment trying to be overly aggressive, because I think Steph Curry is going to use that to his advantage as well at some point.
Vincent Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Called you by Vincent.
Yeah, man. I had to do it, Vince.
I get it.
Did I just say ENT, Vince?
Because you was on me the other day. I said I got
it. That's what I said. I get it. I had nothing to say, Key, man.
Well, you're gonna have a lot to say once you see these videos of us playing yesterday. But
okay. Marcus, was I right?
Well, a little bit. Marcus Smart.
Hey, Max, yeah. Was I right? Okay, cool.
You happen to be right. Okay,
yeah, you happen to be right.
But, hey, listen. Right, no one likes an I told you so.
Yeah, I kind of feel the pain too.
I didn't say it. Cool. Go ahead. But your question was Sir Key.
Marcus Smart said on JJ Redick's the old man in the three podcast that he still believes that the Celtics could have beat the Warriors in 2018 instead of LeBron beating them if they were there. Why would he kind of add that little bit of fuel to the fire?
That's bulletin board material.
Why would he do that?
As soon as I heard that, I was like, "Ooh, that's bulletin board material." And I get it. That's like, you know, Draymond, you know, saying, "Who do I think we're gonna play? I think we're gonna play Boston." I mean, that's just those two guys are just, you know, honest about and upfront with on their opinions. But like I say, that goes into your question, Jay, about those 5 days. It's just a lot of things that can happen, and it's just at some point you're going to say stuff that you probably shouldn't say for bulletin board material. You know, I was actually there when they lost to Boston, lost to Cleveland, and I thought it was a good series, and it was like, ooh, Boston can win this in probably game four, and then kind of got the game, what, 5 and 6, you're like, eh. You know, Cleveland just, and LeBron was just, he willed his team to win, and that's just what it was. And, you know, I think it was a mistake. I mean, they feel confident. That's just what it is. Boston feels confident going into this finals, regardless of the lack or their inexperience. So, you know, he feels like it's whatever. I'm telling you the truth, and it is what it is.
Who has the better supporting cast, the Warriors or the Celtics?
Oh, I'm going to say the Warriors because of this, because of experience. I think now that they're fully healthy, and you can bring it. And when I say Iguodala, yeah, he's not a scorer, but he's a guy. He's a difference maker. He's a game changer. You know, he's a guy who I think can make a difference in their system. You know, the guys who do not have that experience, their system. It's like a plug and play. It's kind of like, you know, Jay, when you're playing, the San Antonio Spurs and you say Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker's out, you're like, ooh, it's just Tim Duncan, but we can just double team Tim and we're good. And then somebody else, a young Kawhi Leonard, all of a sudden, like, ooh, this guy with the big hands killing them. it's kind of like one of those things. And I just feel like they have bought into the system and the way Golden State plays for these moments. And I think Jordan Poole and Kuminga and Moody, guys like that, are going to play huge roles, you know, in their select minutes, and they're going to surprise people.
VC, speaking of select minutes, if you could have seen Key after the first two possessions, how hard he was breathing yesterday in the 2-on-2 match, I'm going to need you to help him work on his conditioning program this offseason.
It wasn't pretty.
Okay, well.
But we got it done. You know what I look like, VC? A guy who retired 5 years ago and trying to get back in the league? One of them dudes that didn't, you know, like, oh, my coach that used to have me in college is now the head coach, and he said he going to give me a shot.
He's like, yeah, like, if you just dude. Get right, I'm going to give you a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but, like, Key, you got a bucket.
I got him a bucket, BC.
I got a bucket.
How did you get the bucket?
He got off a layup.
A little layup.
I got him off a dime for a layup.
All right. You remember the game plan I said? But anyway, whatever.
I did. I stayed out the way. You should have seen. Not only that, I gave it to Jay. He inbounded the ball to me. I gave it right here, man. Shoot.
It was like a hot potato.
That was at the end. When no one had anything left, Key's like, here, Jay, just end the game, please. Just please shoot from outside.
Man, I forgot a hard basketball.
Key, you got to watch the footage, though, BC, because I'm trying to watch this. The last two possessions, though, Key was not trying to be on the court at all.
Listen, tomorrow, hey, VC, tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you can watch everything from the 2-on-2 game yesterday. Jay versus Barton Hahn. And by the way, you can hear the game right here on ESPN Radio, too. So there you go. The great Vince Carter, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, well, I got one question, though.
Uh-oh, we got 5 seconds. Yeah, no.
The free throw, talk about it.
Oh, you know, it's a bad situation.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.